Julio Ojeda Zapata covers technology for the Pioneer Press. I could think of no one else to call. You know more about this stuff than anybody I've ever met.
Hey, Joe.
What? Should I be excited about Google Glasses?
Well, this project is at a very nerdy stage, and it won't be available to the public until at least 2014. But what we're essentially talking about is a computer that is built into glasses like headgear. So you put this on your face, and you position it in such a way that you're essentially doing the equivalent of looking at a computer screen.
Right.
And that allows you to do, you know, a number of things like have a video chat with somebody. If you're lost, you can look up a map. You can take pictures and upload them to the internet. You essentially do computer stuff, but instead of sitting down and looking at a screen or a laptop screen, you're looking at the equivalent of that through a little eyepiece that's part of this thing that's on your face.
Could it be used insidiously?
How do you mean?
Well, could I use it to identify someone I don't know and then learn things about them?
That's a very astute question. There's a lot of debate about technology advancing in the near future to the point where you can look at somebody and have technology recognize who that is and get that person's address. And there's a lot of concern and discussion about that. Technology isn't quite to the point where that's possible,
mm-hmm.
but it's definitely on the horizon. It's something that, you know, will be possible and may, in fact, be available within a decade or so.
Would that be a good thing?
Again, that's highly debatable. It depends on your point of view. It would definitely be a privacy concern if you were like a pretty young woman, and you would obviously have a lot of concern about, you know, somebody looking at you with their eyepiece and instantly identifying you and finding out where you live.
How could that be done, by the way? What would be the mechanism by which the glasses would be able to identify a specific individual?
Yeah, well, to be clear, the glasses are not going to do that any time in the foreseeable future, but the technology we're talking about is facial recognition, which already exists. If you go on Facebook or Google Plus, the service will scan your pictures automatically, say, here are a bunch of faces, who are these people?
Mm-hmm.
So they can recognize a face,
mm-hmm.
and then ask you to identify them. The obvious, relatively simple next step is for that to be automated, for there to be an online database somewhere of people's faces, and then when a face is detected in real life or in a picture, it then consults the database and tries to make a match.
Do you foresee that being a voluntary database, or just by some type of software program?
What I'm describing is technically possible, if not now, in the very near future. I suspect, though, like you know, self-driving cars, enough people are going to be afraid of it that no one is actually going to implement that anytime soon, at least legally. So I don't see that actually happening. But there's debate about, you know, 10, 20 years from now in the far future where technology has advanced to the point where you can't get away from this anymore. We may get to the point where it's so technically trivial to do this that nobody's going to be able to stop it. We're not there now, and there's enough concern about this that I don't think anybody would be able to implement it without getting into a lot of trouble.
What's Google ultimately desirous of here? What are they? Do you ever wonder to yourself what they're up to?
Well, Google likes to push the envelope and work on interesting tech projects that don't have, you know, mass appeal or a lot of really practical applications right now, but may in the future.
Mm-hmm.
They are largely pushing self-driving cars. They have cars driving all over the place without drivers for days and weeks and months and years on end, and they work really great.
Mm-hmm.
The Google Glass is their attempt to push the envelope on something called wearable computing. There are computers now that are in the shape of watches or and so forth. And wearable computing is a big, big trend right now. A lot of people are working on that, and Google is trying to make the very best wearable computer it can. And I have not tried it, and there's very sketchy information about what it specifically can do now or do in the near future. So this is largely speculation, but eventually what I understand they want to do is create a full-fledged computer, essentially the equivalent of your iPhone or your Android phone, but in the shape of glasses that are on your face, and you use it in that sense. They're easier to use because you never have to reach into your pocket to pull out your computer. It's on your face all the time. It's always accessible.
Thus the term wearable.
Wearable, exactly. Yeah.
Julio, thank you, as always.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, thank you. Julio Hayes a pot of covers.
Man,
this
is
stuff
he the guy to go to, huh?
Just a moment.
Here's a man who spends hours in hardware stores sifting through the nuts and bolts of life, Joe Soucheray.
Hey, first they took his daughter, now they're coming after him. Liam Neeson returns in the action-packed thriller Taken 2. Right now you can win a $25 gift card for movies on demand from 1500 ESPN Rewards. You find that at 1500ESPN.com. Use that to rent Taken 2 with Xfinity Movies on demand.
Matt?
What's that, sir?
I just wasn't made for these times.
Is that right? Well, yeah. Let me just give you this, then.
I just wasn't made.
I guess I just wasn't made for these times.
It's a lousy analogy, but it's the only one that's occurring to me at the moment.
What's that?
In my generation, the kids who quite literally never left the basement or their bedrooms, when they finally did emerge, for the most part, they were musicians. When they finally did come out, they were Eric Clapton or Jimi Hendrix or Greg Allman or
practicing their craft,
or
in the
Paul
basement.
McCartney. And today, the kids who never come out of the basement, when they finally do, they're Sergey Brin and Mark Zuckerberg and names I don't know, and they're depositing onto the world these fascinating technological advances that in and of themselves do not construct anything terribly insidious, but certainly could be used for dark purposes. And I'm not sure, I don't deny these are very bright people. This Sergey Brin, about whom I know nothing, is a 39-year-old Muscovite. He's worth $20 billion. He and another guy invented Google. Well, and now he's riding around on a subway train with wearable computer. That's what the term is, apparently. They're capable of wearable computing, meaning in his glasses is a computer. You know, and Julio, who's wise in these things, instantly said, well, if you're lost, you could have a video chat with somebody or call up a map or do this or do that. But he doesn't deny that the potential there certainly exists for God only knows what. You just use your imagination. To have people walking around the world or the United States with a computer in their eyeglasses. Huh? I mean, this is Buck Rogers.
Yeah, it is. It really
and,
is.
And I'm lost. I really wasn't made for these times. I'm totally lost. The you know, when Julio used the term wearable computing, it now makes sense what I read in that story about the fellow who identified Brin on the subway train in New York, a fellow named Noah Zirkin. Zirkin describes himself as a wearable computing and augmented reality enthusiast / hardware prototyper. So ironically, it sounds like he's a like-minded kindred spirit of somebody like Sergey Brin, and this guy was thrilled.
It was a treasure to find him on
the
subway.
You know, to be on the be like me getting on a subway train, and there's Bobby Orr, right?
Yeah, right.
This guy gets on a subway train, and there's one of his heroes, Sergey Brin, and this fellow who took the picture, apparently not to Brin's objection, described himself as a quite a geek when it comes to this, quite interested in this. Even was bold enough to have a brief conversation with the fellow. But you know that a billionaire worth $20 billion, he ain't riding around the subway train because he's worried about Mother Earth.
Right, out of need. Or
you know, he can get a limo. He's riding around on the subway train because he was trying out his glasses.
Right, right. R&D, research and development.
It's a tax write-off. You know. For him.
The subway, right?
Probably save the ticket, too.
Yeah, you got to start somewhere.
75 cents.
Yeah. everything's changing so fast, and there's no regulation. That's what. But when you, again, that's where you cross the line. If I can ID you, say, oh, that's.
But for what
boy.
Purpose do you want? Here's the ultimate question that must be asked of conspiracy buffs. And I'm more than willing to put myself in the conspiracy buff camp at some point.
Okay.
But here's the question. And I think, unfortunately, I know the answer. You ready?
Yep.
For what purpose would the United States wish to have platoons of people walking around this country with the capacity to have computing technology in their eyeglasses? For what purpose?
Find bad guys.
Well, that's okay. That's an acceptable answer.
To monitor where you go, how often you go. Maybe not for bad things.
You're getting closer. You're getting closer.
Okay.
And it's only my
monitor your
moderately educated guess. The answer to why technology could head into that black region, that dark region.
Okay, to
you're close.
So they'll be able to make sure you don't use too much for the green movement, to make sure you're on the subway. You're not in your car wasting fossil fuels 7 out of 7 days a week.
Yeah, I'll have to accept that as close enough. The short version would be for control.
Mm-hmm.
To,
and we saw that on Thursday, you went on a really long drive, and you've used up your miles for the month already.
Well, I think it can even be. I mean, that kind of technology might easily precede wearable computing. It's not inconceivable now that you're already seeing states enact legislation to tax drivers based on mileage. So the means will be available for you to get a call from the DMV saying you've reached your 122 miles for the week.
Mm-hmm.
That'll look tame compared to what I'm talking about.
But as for what Sergey and these Google people are doing, you know what they're doing?
I don't know what they're doing.
The reason they're doing it is because it's fun and they can.
Yeah.
It might be very innocent, but you're taking it down the road. This could possibly. They're just doing it. You know what? Let's make a computer you can wear in your eyeglasses.
Yep, I agree. Sure,
it's fun.
That's Julio's answer.
They're tinkering.
Francis,
hail you!
Hail you!
Actually, Mr. Mayor, spot on again. I really think you've hit it the right area again, where you say that the reason they're doing this is another reason, the mystery of they want to have a chip in each of these glasses, so not only do we they'll be able to track us, know what we do all the time. You're
going to
be wearing these glasses 24 hours a day or unless you're sleeping, and they'll know exactly what you did and where you are. I think it's all a part of that same philosophy of control.
Okay, but you've got to break that into two distinct paragraphs. There has to be a reason that someone would want to know what I was doing. And the only answer I can come up with is that because I am supposed to be doing ultimately what I'm going to be told to do.
That's right.
That's my answer to this.
I think so. Good luck, clue writer.
Good luck. I'm not the clue writer.
Ooh.
Let's not start that,
snuck that one in
clue idea. Writing BS.
I'm not the
clue writer.
Stu, anyway.
Oh, just a minute. See, this is one of those shows. I need
four hours. Let's go.
I need 4 hours.
We sit around for another hour?
Well, we have another hour
Let's
coming
go.
Up, but just a moment. Weather's coming up.